Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Ayin Ches, and Ayin Ches we're going to talk about using an Asherah for an Erev Chatzeros. What do you mean using an Asherah? So we know we're in the sugyas here of Parak Mamon relating to when do we say that two Chatzeros are considered one? When do we say they're considered two? When do they have a choice about whether they make one Erev, two Erevs? Right, that was the first Mishnah back on daf Ayin Vav. If you remember, you have a window, Parak Halon, you have a window between two Chatzeros. Depending how big it is and where it's situated, that determines whether one can make one or two Erev. In the second Mishnah was Ayin Vav Mabez. We spoke about a wall between two Chatzeros. How wide is the wall? How tall is the wall? That was the second Mishnah. Now we have, before the third Mishnah, which talks about a charitz, we have here, what about if there's a tree next to a wall and you try to fashion a ladder out of the tree? So is that acceptable? So the Gemara has two ibayas, one about a tree, a plain tree, and one about an asherah tree. So the first, the Gemara says, "Boy, my neighbor, Rav Yosef may Rabba." Rav Yosef asks Rabba, "Aso le'ilan sulam?" If somebody makes a tree into a sulamau, meaning, because we've said earlier, if there's a ladder in between two chatzeros, that itself could combine them and make them into one, because there is the way to get from one to the other. So if somebody made a tree into a ladder, but what's the problem here? The problem is climbing a tree on Shabbos is Asur Durabanan. So Tibay L'Rebbe, Tibay L'Rabanan. We had a Machlokas Tanam earlier about when, if there is an Isur Durabanan at the moment of Ben Hashmashos, are we Gozer Mishum that Isur Durabanan, or do we say if it's only Asur Mishum Shvusa Ben Hashmashos, it is okay. So that was a Machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Rebbe said we're not Gozer, and the Rabbanan said we are. So the Gemara says this question about the Ilan is a question according to both, because according to Rebbe, even though the Rebbe said over there, we're not gozer, and then let's say if your Erev Tchum was in a tree, so then it would be okay, because we're not gozer, it's considered that's only by Ben Hashmashos, where by Erev Tchumen, you only need one moment. You need it to be in your place at the moment. The key moment is at Ben Hashmashos, and at that moment, if you're able to get to it, and you're allowed to violate the Issa Durabanan, so to speak, or there is no Issa Durabanan at that moment, then it's okay. But here you need it to be a united chatzer throughout Shabbos. At least we learned before, if the wall falls down or something, maybe it's once it's mutter. But here you can have it just for that moment. Rashi, avale ruve chatzeros taima mishum de pesach mashviluhu chad al yede erev. The pesach makes it into one chatzer through the erev. Vilo chazi letashmishte kule yoma, and if it's not roi for its usage to be one the entire day, la pischa mikri. So maybe that's not called a pesach. Hilkach lo shari luhuli revayo ben hashbashos. This wouldn't be good. So even if Rebbe matured it there, putting it in the tree, maybe he wouldn't allow it here. The Odilma, or the other way, or afilu the Rabbanan, or maybe according to the Rabbanan, who said it's Asr there, maybe only there they said it's Asr, because you need to actually get to the Erev on top, you have to climb the tree. Over here, Odilma, afilu the Rabbanan, pischohu. Is it a Pesach? Is it a connection? You're looking at the Metzias, the reality. Is it a connection between the two? So we would say, yes. Pischu v'aryehu d'ravi aleh. It's just an Isser of a lion that is crouched on it. Meaning the Isser is external to the reality that is. V'aryehrivi aleh Rashi. Isher shvus omer lanu suru. The Isser d'Rabbanan tells us, stay away. But it's still called the Pesach. We call Matzah Pesach Shmei, U'mashvilu chandlish tamish derechurin v'dayu, and therefore you'd be able to use it in a way of not violating. Maybe there are other holes to pass things in between. So you could use it without climbing the tree. And therefore the Rabbanan would say, it's good enough. So that was Ibaya number one about the tree. But then the Gemara went into, right after that, without answering, what about an Asherah tree, an Avodah Zarah tree? Asu la Asherah sulam mahu. What about for the Asherah? So this, the Gemara says, Tibay L'Rabbi Yehuda, Tibay L'Rabbanan. So it's a question, Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, Bein L'Rabbanan. So what is this Machlokas referring to? A Machlokas we had earlier, back at Daf Lamed Aleph. Different than the Machlokas we just referred to. The Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda held there that if somebody puts their Erev on a, also by an Erev Tchum, on a, in a cemetery, puts it on a Beis HaKfaris, and we spoke there about what if it's Truma and how could it not become Tame, but if somebody puts it there, Rabbi Yehuda says the Erev works, Kan Erev, even though it's Aser Bahana, and I'll get Hana from a mace. The Gemara went into the issues there. Is it about Mitzvah Zlava Henosinu? Is it about other three possibilities there? We'll refer to one right now. But the Gemara says this question about Ashira is a question going to be to all the Rabbanan. Tibayla, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it works if you put it on a kever. Ad kalakam Rabbi Yehuda hasam demutor liknos bayis bisuri hana. He says that. Or Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to be kone bayis bisuri hana because there is mitzvah slav lahenos nenu ela hasam to baser to kana le erev lo nichale delinter. The only issue is there is the second after the erev is done, you don't really care about it anymore. That's why it's mutter. At the moment you put it, it's a mitzvah, and then later on, you don't really care about it. Right, Rashi? Lo ichpas le bishmiraso. You don't really care what happens to the bread afterwards. Vish takach delo mishani mikivra el kinias erev lechude. You only had anah from that moment that you put the erev, Rashi explains. V'yahi lav anahi. And that's not anah. Why? As we learn there, deim arvin tchumen el dvar mitzvah, mitzvahs lav lehenos nenu. Aval erev chatzeros, you want to use this Pesach the entire day. Erev chatzeros de lahanaso hi v'lo lidvar mitzvah v'havi anah. It's called anah even at the moment that you put it. So maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says there it's mutter, but here we would say it's aser. Oh, Dilmore, the same thing we said before. I feel the Rabbanan Pischi v'ari de Rev Yalei. Maybe it's there is an iser, but it is called the Pesach definitionally, and therefore it would be okay. So that's the Kohari asked a question about Elon, and then about Asherah. And then the Gemara has opposite psakim. The Gemara says, Amar le, maybe Elon mutter v'Asherah asur. The first case is mutter, the second case is asur. And if Chisa says exactly the opposite, maybe Elon, which is asur, inherently mishum an internal iser Shabbos, so it should be asur for this case of Erev Chatzeres, meaning you shouldn't be able to make a Pesach. On Asherah, that's really an external iser. Totally different area of halacha, and therefore we should say it's not asur for Erev Chatzeros purposes. Okay, either way, this is the background and the Gemara that we're going to talk about a little more. What exactly is the suffix by an Asherah? What's the suffix by using an Asherah tree? An Asherah tree we know is asur b'hana. You're not allowed to use an Asherah tree for anything. It's asur b'hana. So what exactly is the question by the Asherah tree? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Elon she'ov din oso, a tree that you serve, va'asur b'hana, im timsa lomar b'shar ilan pesachu, if you say, we'll get back to the symptoms of lomar, by shar ilanos pesach, hacha de matzi lu hana al yadei mahu, but here you get hana from it. So what's the suffix? You get hana from it, so it should be asur. Asherah is asur b'hana. So the Gaon Yaakov, one of the Achronim on here on Erevin, Talmud of the Gra, says here, Mi amrinan kinias erev gufe hana me asherahi. Do we say it's called hana from an asherah? Denichale b'hai asherah lemevi le pischa, because we're going to make the ladder in this asherah, and we're happy about it. We're happy of using this asherah to be a Pesach, so we're getting hana from it. Do we say that that's a problem, or do we say, what's the Asherah doing? Is it giving me Hana'a directly? No. The Asherah, I have a ladder there. It's allowing me to call these two Chatzeros connected to each other. It's allowing me to call it a Pesach. Once it's a Pesach, then Memela, I'm allowed to look at these two Chatzeros as one and make an Erev. So is that direct enough? O Dilma, Bekniya, Holam Ishani, Me Asherah. When I'm Kona, an Erev, when I make an Erev, so am I benefiting from the Asherah? The Asherah allowed me to define this area in a certain way. But is that enough to be Asur B'hana? That's the question according to the Gon Yaakov's Pshat of Rashi. Is it Nechshav Hana? Is it Nechshav direct Hana from the Asherah tree? If you look in the Ritva just has one line. But the Gon Yaakov says that according to the Ritva, it's a different question. It's a different suffix. What's the one line in the Ritva? The Ritva says, Aso Asherah Sulamahu. Pirish va Ashera Asure Hana'a Thiafilu Bechol Asur La'alozba. Asherah is Asur Ba'ana'a, and even on a weekday, it's Asur to climb this tree. It's Asur to climb the Asherah tree. So what's the Ritva driving at? The fact that it's Asur even during the week. So he suggests that even, forget the issue of Hana'a or not, as our Rashi understands. Is it Hana'a or not? Is it direct Hana'a? Here, is it a Pesach? The fact that it's Asur the whole week, I'm never allowed to use this. So if I'm never allowed to use this ladder, even during the week, maybe it's not even called a Pesach. And therefore, that's why you wouldn't be able to make an Erev Chatzeros between these two Chatzeros. Or do I say, no, it's Asur, like the Gemara says, Isser de Rav Yalei. It is a Pesach, there is just an Isser that I'm not allowed to use this Pesach. But it is a Pesach. So therefore, that is the question, the suffix of the Gemara, according to the Gaon Yaakov's Pshat of the Ritva. So, issue number one, what's the suffix? Issue number two, the Rishonim ask, they don't really ask it here, but they ask it in 2 days from now on Daf Pei, why isn't there a problem of kitusei mechta shiure? We know there are a couple of principles in halacha that say that if there is a destiny of a certain item, I'm already allowed to view that destiny ki'ilu it happened already. It comes up many kol shar, kol ashtar, ha'omid likvos kagavi dami, kol lami likzos kakatsiz dami, kol ha'omid likzos kagazes dami. But there's also, besides, kol ha'omid lisrof kisarof dami, whatever is omid to be burned, this ki'ilu is burned already. But there's even a halachic principle called, as we know, kitusei mechta shi'urei, that if something is destined to be burned, then we say it is ki'ilu, it is burned up already. So if you look on the Gemara later on Daf Pei Amid Beis, the Gemara talks about on top whether you're allowed to use a lechi or a korah, getting back to our Mavui discussions, of an asherah. Let's say you have a piece of wood that's from an asherah tree, you want to use it for a lechi or a korah. So Gemara says on top, idmar rav chiya barashi amar osan lechi asherah. For Pshir Melakash amar osan korah asherah. Right, they can both. You could use an asherah tree. Manda amar korah koshkein lechi. The one who says you could use a korah, the horizontal beam, surely the lechi could be an asherah. Umanda amar lechi. But if you say the manda amar that says you could use an asherah for a lechi, that's the standing beam aval korah lo. But korah, you would not be able to use it. Kitusei mechta shiurei. Why? Because it's ki'ilu, it's crushed. Kitusei mechta shiurei. And therefore, why isn't that a problem for lechi? Why is that only a problem for korah? Tosfos afagav de lechi nami boi shir gova vegam rocha mashu mia boi. But doesn't a lechi also require to have a shir? So why is korah only a problem? Mikol makom kiva de lo boi al shir zuta lohech mirubo. First day up. Well, since you only need a little shir, so kiddush al shirei is kilu. It's a little shir. Right, it's a tiny shear, it's burned up, but it's still a little bit, it's still, the ashes are still there. So that's why, ki'ilu, it's still a tiny shear. And that's good enough here. For Rabbi Avraham Piresh, lechi, imayim adabik haktitim bekosel havi lechi. If you take ki'ilu, all the imaginary pieces that have been smashed, if you stick it up on the wall, that will be enough of a lechi. Uvash lo yinutalas baruach. Right, Rabbi Avraham says that it would still be good enough to stick it up against the wall. You can't stick it up against the air in between. You put it as a horizontal beam. That wouldn't be good enough. So therefore, it makes a... That's the difference. Okay, but either way, that's what by a lechi, you still need a shear, and that would be good enough of a shear, while a korah would be more. But then Tosfos says, the ein lahakshas, we have the baslina lulav shel asherah, filu beyond of sheni. What about a lulav and asherah? Rekaman delesa dami, the gabi lulav shel mitzvah, hechmiru. So it's ki'ilu, it's not there. It's ki'ilu, it's not there. Not just less of a shear. So this is already giving us two deos into how to understand the psul of kedusei mechta shiure. So why does the Gemara say there that a lulav and asherah is no good? Maybe you could view it as ki'ilu is put together. So says the Gemara, ven lahakshos, kaman delesadami, ven lahakshos mehad, the paslin and lulav shal asherah, filibet of sheni, telashat the kaman delesadami, the gavay lulav shal mitzvah, why? The gavay lulav shal mitzvah, hechmiru. Why? Because it's shal mitzvahs who are machmir. Okay, it doesn't tell us something more fundamental. But now Tosfos brings up our sukya. V'yim tomar de machshirina le'el sulam shal ashera avagav de boi rach of dalid v'lo amar kiduzei mechta shirei kamo korah. So why, you need a ladder. You need it to be used as a connector to make it into a Pesach. So why isn't there a problem like korah is a problem? Here's Tosfos' yisod. V'yomer ri tahasam chash of Pesach. Kiva de chazi la aliyah, ilav de isura da asherah. Aval koretz yucha chachamim, shiura shel chashivus. What does that mean? Tosfos seems to say that kiddushei mechta shiurei is when you need a halachic shear. When something has to have a minimum shear, api halacha, so that's where kiddushei mechta shiurei is ki'ilu, it doesn't have the shear. Doesn't have the shear, it's not a shear of chashivas. Dalan minim, there's a minimum shear for a lulav, and for an esrog, and for the minim. Here, all you need is the reality, the physical reality of the ladder. Even if halachically it's viewed as ki'ilu, it doesn't have a shear, you need the halachic reality. That's all that you need, the physical reality. And therefore, that is why there's a difference in our case. So Tosfos is just so. Kiddushei mechta shiurei is only a problem when it is, you need a halachic shir shel chashivus. But if all you need is just a physical reality, so then kiddushim after shiur, it wouldn't be a problem. Maybe this is how you view the difference between lechi and korah. Maybe lechi, all you need is a physical reality, while korah, you would need a halachic reality. Maybe putting that back in the earlier part of Tosfos. But either way, that's why there's no problem of kiddushim after shiur in our sugya. Tosfos says, because all you have, you need is a physical reality, and that's what you have. The Ritva has another pshat. The Ritva in our sugya says, there's another reason why you wouldn't have to have the problem of kiddushim after shiur. Maybe we're talking about an asherah of a goy. An asherah of a goy has the possibility of being mevutal, being nullified by the goy, and therefore you don't say kiddushim after shiurei. O mistavra de ba'asherah de goy askinan, de efshar lide hetera bebitul goy, de ibat asherah de Moshe, hakiddushim after shiurei. Because if it's an asherah of a Jew, so then, you know, you'd have the problem. He doesn't have Tosfos's answer, right? He must think, maybe doesn't think. Maybe he thinks that kiddushim after shiur is a problem even where you just see the physical, because you view everything in halachic terms. And, you know, even if physically that's what you need, you don't have it here. Again, this whole idea, that especially the Tosfos, reflects different deos about how do you view kiddushim after shiur. Is it ki'ilu, you have it, it exists, but it's just less than the shiur, right? Or it exists, and you even have the shiur, but it's mefurar, it is scattered. Or is it kimisheino? Is kilu is not there. That Tosfos already says that a few of these reflects a few of these deos. Good. Fine. Next point. So we discuss what's the subject of the Gemara. We discuss kiddushim after shiure. Next question, the Rishonim already asked. The Gemara asked the question about Elon, whether you can use the Elon, and what would be the issue climbing it. And then we say, what about Asherah? Doesn't Asherah have the same problem as Elon? It's also Mechubar. And just like the Gemara asked the question about Mechubar earlier, so the Gemara should have the same question about Mechubar here. So what exactly is, how is it better? So that's Rashi. Rashi adds in, there's an Imtim Salomar. Rashi says, you ask the question about Elon. And Imtim Salomar, you say the answer to Elon is Mutter, but you still have the question of Asherah. That's Rashi. The Ritva and others say, I don't like that, but because that's assuming that you would only say Usher by Asherah, if you would say Mutter in the first question, but didn't we have two deyas in what the Psak might be? And according to at least one deya, it could be that Elon is Mutter and Asherah is Usher. Right? I'm sorry, it could be that the opposite. It could be Elon is Usher and Asherah is Mutter. So you see, one question is not built on the other one. Okay, Rashi says in Tipsalomar. The Tosfos Rid and the Meiri say maybe we're talking about an Asherah that was already nitlash from the ground. It's not attached anymore. You're using a branch of an Asherah tree. Two. Three, the Ritva says, maybe Asherah is Lavdafka. It just means a piece of wood that was worshipped. The Asherah Lavdafka Mamash Mechuberes Ela Eitz Lavodazara Shahaya Ne'evad. That is number three, the Ritva. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, and some suggest this is his answer, the Psalm Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch says, in Shin Ayin Bei Sif Tezvav, there is no problem climbing a dead tree on Shabbos. And that's what we're talking about here. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Elon Betzad HaKosel, Vaso Sulam HaKosel, if you have a tree next to a wall, and you made it into a ladder, Imratzu Marvin Echad, it works. We paskin Mutter, Imratzu Marvin Echad, Avalam Asa, Ashera Sulam HaKosel, but if it's an Ashera, Ein Ma'arvin Echad, Vipnesha Asur Lalo, Salam HaTora, Shari Asura Bahana, the first day of the Shulchan Aruch is Elon Mutter, Ashera Asur, Vaharash Kasav Lehevich, the Elon Einavol, Ashera Moelis. Right, the Rosh says the opposite. An Elon would be Usser, an Asherah would be Mutter, v'hushetehe Yevesha. As long as it is totally dried out, then it would be Mutter for the Asherah, because you wouldn't have that problem. Only right, only within, if there's a Shabbos problem, it's a problem, but if it's an Avodah Zarah problem, it's not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, though, from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham asked, but in Hilchos Shabbos, we paskin can't even climb a dry tree on Shabbos. So he answers, and this is the Vilna Gaon answers this, Eliyahu Rabbah answers this, the Bishop quotes it from those Achronim, that's only a Chumrah. That's a Chumrah of Siyag V'Gedder, so you don't come to climb a live tree. But Me'ikar Adin, climbing a dead tree is Mutter. So for this purpose, about an Asherah, whether it's considered to be one Chatzer, that is good enough to be called one Chatzer. The other final answer that we can have, again, Rashi says in Tipsalomar, Tosis Rid, it was Nitlasha, the Ritva is Lavdafka Asherah, it's just a piece of wood that was Nevad. Four, a dead tree. Five, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger here says, maybe, what's the whole Gzera of Shema Yalavi Yitlosh? What can you use a tree on Shabbos? Isra's Tomshas V'Elon, because Gzera Shema Yalavi Yitlosh, you might climb up and break off a branch to use. But nobody's going to break off a branch of an Asherah tree. Maybe there's no Isra of Ishtamshas B'Mechubar by an Asherah tree on Shabbos, because nobody's going to break off a tree. The Iker Dina Ein Olin Be'ilam L'Shema Yitlosh Hanu De Yishkach Shehu Shabbos V'Yachavin Litlosh The Madin Nitlash Memela Havi Darishin Miskavin V'Zelo Shayach Bashera The Mehechi Teisa Yitlosh Ha'Asur Lehenos Mimenu V'Yaf Bashera Denachri The Mashenixas Havi Bittol De Yisrael Lo Mahani. Right, so therefore, says the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, maybe there's no problem. Then he gets into, even if you would break it off, you wouldn't be able to use it, so maybe you wouldn't be chayav d'oraisa for kotzer, because it's eino tzarech le'etzim. But at the end, he says, you know what, it must be, because the Rishonim don't say this, v'la yesh lomar de lo plug rabbanan, bein ilan le'ilan, v'kima dein hekar begufa ilan, v'doma lazeh be'ilan yavesh be'yemosak shamim, just like a dried up tree in the rainy season, the gazrina natu ilan lach, kima de lo minkar bein lach, the Yavesh. So he says it must be that it's the low plug Rabbanan within this Dinder Isad Rabbanan of trees, even though there's no real Gzeira that you might be Tolesh from this tree because it's Aser Bana, but it must be Gzeira not. Not our topic now, but keep in mind the Isser of that it says in Shoftim, Mositul Chashira Kol Eitz Eitzam Mizlach Hashem Elokecha. So that also, that's an Aveira has been doing an Asherah. It's really any tree. The Torah says Asherah, but putting any trees next to the Mizbech, there's a beautiful Meshach Chachma in Parsha Shoftim where he talks about why Dafka tree, why can you put trees? The Mizbech has been made out of stone, not tree. Tree symbolizes a makabel. You have to water the tree and then the tree grows. It symbolizes accepting something and growing from it. But we want to show that the karbanos really don't give Hashem anything. Right? We give it to Hashem because mitzidenu, not mitzido. That's why only stone is good next to the mizbeach. The symbol of stone is unchanging. You can't do anything to stone. Right? Tree is affected. And that's the he talks about it more about Richus, but that's the symbol of not having a tree next to the mizbeach. And the Torah's lashon is Asherah. Okay, we'll stop here.